Now, I want to bring you Lisa Forster's story. Now, Lisa and her husband from Stockton have recently had a baby boy called Joseph, but before Joseph was born, Lisa suffered 5 miscarriages. And it wasn't until she lost her 3rd baby and had a simple blood test that she was diagnosed with antiphospholipid syndrome, or APS, an autoimmune disease which affects the blood and its ability to clot. Well, now Lisa wants more people to be aware of the disease so mothers also don't risk having miscarriages. Our reporter Anna Snowden has been along to see her.
We got married in 2011. And after that, we thought, you know, we want to try for a baby. So we did. And we got pregnant straight away, which was really, really good. It got to about 6 weeks pregnant and I started to bleed. So I just expected the worst. Went to the hospital, found out that I was losing the baby. But I had something called pregnancy of unknown location in my first pregnancy. That was my first miscarriage, but that was about 6 weeks into it. So that was early on. And then we fell pregnant. It took us a little bit longer the next time, but this one I lost it again quite early on. But then after that, I actually couldn't get pregnant for a good couple of years, and I didn't get pregnant until 2016, which was a good while from being trying. So I went through a lot of treatments. I went through fertility treatment, and I didn't go through IVF because I'd been pregnant before, so they wouldn't allow me to have the IVF. It was, we'll just test you to see how everything's going. They tested me, everything was fine. They checked my womb, they checked my tubes, they checked everything, and they just kept telling me there's nothing wrong. They checked my husband, he was fine, but they still didn't have any answers. It was just, everything's okay. And then I got referred to a consultant who did some further tests, and she found that I had just this one blood test that came back positive. And I had something called APS, or antiphospholipid syndrome. I'd never heard of it, and she was very vague with what it was. She just said it was an autoimmune disease, but that was it. I didn't really know anything more about it. They found out a baby before that that I had this antiphospholipid syndrome. And they said, if you get pregnant again, which I did, baby number 5, go on aspirin straight away, and then we'll put you on tinzaparin from Heartbeat. But then I lost the baby. I didn't get to the Heartbeat. So then they said, okay, well, if you get pregnant again, we'll do it the other way around. And then baby number 6, which is Joseph, we were told to go on the tinzaparin as soon as I found out I was pregnant, so I did. So I started injecting myself 2 injections a day, and then aspirin from a Heartbeat, and then he's here.
To go through one miscarriage, you know, as a woman, that's got to be, you know, pretty traumatising, upsetting. But to go through 5, what kind of effect did that have on you?
Massive. I thought I would cry. It did, just because you just, when you're getting told that there's nothing the matter and you're getting told that everything's okay, you just think, well, what are you doing wrong? So you start beating yourself up. The more people I've spoken to, the more I've found out that there's quite a lot of people who have miscarriages. It's everywhere. But when you go through 5, no one knows what to say, no one knows how to deal with it, no one knows how to make you feel better, but then you don't know how to make yourself feel better, so how do you expect somebody else to make you feel better? But it was my husband, really. He was my rock. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to do with it because he felt helpless. We both felt helpless.
How did that feel when you were diagnosed and actually going through the previous 3 miscarriages, not knowing what was going wrong, and kind of having not an answer, but something, like a name for what you were going through?
It definitely was an answer. I know you're saying it's just when you're beating yourself up for so long and you're feeling like you're doing something wrong, and you try to be, every time I've got pregnant, you drink alcohol, but when I found out I'm pregnant, you don't drink alcohol, you eat the right things, you're drinking water, you're trying to keep yourself active, so you're doing everything by the book, and then you're losing a baby and you just think, well, what was I doing wrong? So then when I got the answer, when I got the diagnosis of antiphospholipid syndrome, I kind of had a bit of a relief, almost like, I mean, it's not nice to have, and there's other people who were affected by APS in different ways. With mine, it's just the miscarriage, but I would never have known that I had APS without having these miscarriages. So it's almost an answer for the miscarriage. So I've got Joseph, and he's here, and he's absolutely amazing. But also, it could be something that could be life-saving in the future. Every pregnancy was important to me because we were trying for a baby. Every baby was wanted. just every baby was wanted. And I mean, now I've got the diagnosis, now I know that there's an answer, now I know that I can get through a pregnancy. It's not going to stop me from trying again. I definitely want another child. So it's, but it's, when, even though I had the diagnosis with Joseph, it was still difficult to enjoy the pregnancy at the very, very start, because I'd lost the third one and I was like 13, 14 weeks. So you get past the safe stage, as the medical professionals say. So you think, oh, I can start to enjoy it now. But then I lost the third one. But even with Joseph, like, I got to the safety stages, I got to 20 weeks and I was still not, I was enjoying it to a point, because I was starting to feel him then as well, so that was lovely. But it was things like my mum was asking for, can we buy this, that and the other. My mother-in-law, she was asking, can she start to buy things, and I was just, no, don't buy anything, leave it, because it was still in the back of my mind that he was gonna go. That's all I've ever known. I've never known a baby to last.
So Lisa Forster's story, talking about antiphospholipid syndrome. We'll hear more from Lisa shortly, and we'll talk to a doctor.
It's an autoimmune disease. I've got, like, it's like a blood clotting disease.
We're telling you about Lisa Forster this morning. We've heard how Lisa went through three miscarriages before being diagnosed with antiphospholipid syndrome, or APS for short, an autoimmune disease which affects the blood and its ability to clot. Now, Lisa sadly lost two more babies before giving birth to baby Joseph. And now she wants more people to be aware of the disease so mothers don't risk having further miscarriages. Lisa told our reporter Anna Snowden how APS affects her.
It's an autoimmune disease. I've got, like, it's like a blood clotting disease. So in relation to mine, I've not been able to hold babies, so my blood's been too thick. Because when you're pregnant, your blood does go thicker anyway and quite sticky. So I've already got that blood. So when I was getting pregnant, it was, that's why I was losing the babies, because it was too thick. Again, I mean, every health professional that I came across, doctor, midwife, nobody knew what it was. Only one consultant who actually I came across who said, yes, I know what that is, out of everybody that I came, that throughout my pregnancy, because I was classed as high risk, I did come in contact with quite a lot of medical professionals and they didn't know what it was. So I was having to tell them what it was. I think just the education, I think if it's brought into education, so when the doctors or consultants are going through their training, just someone just to talk about it. But when I went into labour, I was handing out leaflets in the hospital to the midwives to say, this is what I've got. I mean, I still don't know a lot about it. I know the small bit of it for what I was diagnosed for with the miscarriages, but actually it's massive. It's absolutely huge. And so there might be somebody somewhere, so it might not just be the miscarriages that people are going through, but it might be somebody somewhere who's having tests done, and it could be APS.
Those leaflets that you handed out, one nurse might be able to tell one more mum, and then one more mum might be prevented from having another miscarriage, such as yourself. So it's all little things like that. You say that you're not going to be put off having another baby. I mean, Joseph is in his crib, he's next to us. You might have heard him a little bit in the background of this interview, gurgling away. Can you remember the first time you felt him in your arms and he was, like, put there and you were like, he's here?
Yeah, I can't forget it. It was amazing. Cry again. I think we were just overwhelmed. I think it was just he's 9 weeks now, and I still look at him and think, are you real? Like prod him and make sure he's real.
How many babies can you see yourself having? Do you want a football team? Are you just two?
If my husband has anything to do with it, they will definitely have a football team.
In terms of kind of mentally preparing yourself as well, not just for medication, but how do you go back into trying for, you know, baby number two when you've been through what you've been through?
I think it's just mind over matter, and I think it's throughout my pregnancy I went to hypnobirthing. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's kind of, again, mind over matter. It's getting your head in the right place, it's breathing techniques, it's preparing you for, so it was really like preparing you for the labour, really. But it's also prepared me for life with Joseph. So it's things like, you know, he's so relaxed, he can lay in his crib and he's just chilled. He's just, it's just a nice place to be. So I think that kind of have that in my head. So when I go forward into trying again, then it's just what I'll be will be. And if it works, it works. But I've got Joseph and it's the best thing in the world, being a mum.
An amazing story. Lisa Forster. Very emotional story, talking to our reporter Anna Snowden.